That's the sound over 300,000 suffering Australians hear a year. Australians who are widely known across the world as being hard workers. But just as much as Australians love to work hard, they love to spend that hard-earned money just a little bit more. The worrying sight for many Australians is where the money is being spent. A recent study showed in 2015-16 that Australians spent over $11 billion on Christmas gifts, $41 billion dining out or on takeaway food, and over $52 billion on overseas travel. Over the same period, $12 billion was fed through poker machines, making it the fourth largest consumable for leisure activities that year. The verdict, though, is yet to be out on whether poker machines are an addiction or just a leisure activity. New South Wales Clubs boss Tony Ball said that there are some people who have difficulty managing their gambling, but most people who play pokies do so within their means and enjoy the activity.
Of the millions of people that walk into clubs each year and play poker machines, less than one adult in 100 is a problem gambler. People are sensible and they can control their budgets, and it is a form of recreation.
Mr. Ball also outlined that as with those who drink, everyone who willingly plays poker machines produces billions of dollars in voluntary taxation that flows to public schools, hospitals and roads.
Gaming is an important part of that. We deliver it responsibly, but that money does go to places where it's needed.
However, Alliance for Gambling Reform spokesperson Stephen Mayne had other thoughts.
They're highly addictive. They're designed to addict. They trigger the dopamine in the brain. They get you into the zone and they bleed you until you've lost everything. And they often lead people into a life of crime and fraud in order to feed their addiction. So they are incredibly destructive and they're getting more and more lethal as the design becomes more and more sophisticated. And the state governments are making about $6 billion a year from gambling taxes. They're addicted to the revenue as well. So they're just as big a part of the problem, and it's amazing they can impose this state-sponsored abuse.
A thought often raised is that willpower should be strong enough to stop addiction. Mr. Mayne explains why not.
If you're going to lose $7 billion in New South Wales, that's 100,000 people losing $70,000 each.
Yeah.
So if you're going to keep it to just a small number of people. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of gambling-related suicides each year. There's thousands of people who've gone to jail feeding their gambling addiction. There's endless marriage breakups and fraud on businesses, and it just causes such a mess. And the industry, the way they do exactly what Big Tobacco did, they deny, they lie, they commission their own research to play it down, they do big donations, they hire former politicians, they do all of the NRA-style tactics of political intimidation, political capture and influence. And sadly, they have successfully stood over state governments in particular and got them to continue to roll out these addictive poker machines.
One of the clubs to do so is Woolworths, who recently have been under the spotlight for taking advantage of their vulnerable patrons. Mr. Mayne suggests that Woolworths are actually in a league of their own.
Well, I think Woolworths are in a league of their own. So if you look at Woolworths in Victoria, they own 85 venues and 83 of them have poker machines. So are specialising in the poker machine business. So only 18% of Victorian pubs have poker machines, but virtually all of the Woolworths pubs have them. So they have deliberately gone into this business to maximise their profits. They deliberately keep their venues open 20 hours a day, so they're open at 4 and 5 in the morning, and they deliberately have located them in the most vulnerable suburbs, such as Dandenong and in the city of Whittlesea in Melbourne's north. So it has been a deliberate strategy by Woolworths, and because they're so good at loyalty schemes and marketing and getting people back, they've just let it rip. And of course they keep data on people and they use sophisticated management techniques because for them it's all about just getting people in and spending as much money as possible. So it's a disgrace that this company has had this rogue pokies division, which has been the most aggressive and ruthless poker machine operator in Australia, and it's the world's biggest pub and club poker machine operator. And I think the Woolworths board is now embarrassed by all this negative publicity, and I wouldn't be surprised if the company doesn't sell out.
The issue of addictive poker machines has also been a significant area of battle in the recent historic Tasmanian election. With the Liberal Party winning, it appears poker machines will remain in pubs and clubs despite the best effort from Labor to remove 2,300 pokies within the next 5 years. With the current government not answering questions on their next move, Federal Group, who hold the poker machine license monopoly in Tasmania, believe new regulation will be needed despite the plan to end their monopoly and open a new competitive market.
Well, our understanding is that at some point in the next 18 months, this issue will need to be to go to the Tasmanian Parliament. There will be legislation that will be debated by both houses. Tasmanian people have had a pseudo-referendum on the issue of gaming, and they have voted accordingly. And I think that provides a mandate for the Liberal Party policy on gaming going forward.
Alliance for Gambling Reform suggests it is also time to reform legislation so that it is harder for poker machine clubs to donate to political parties.
We've got to reform the system of political donations in Australia. In Tasmania, we haven't seen any disclosure about the $5 million that was spent. And then federally, we've got very, very weak laws where it's delayed disclosure. And even in New South Wales, the only restrictions on donations apply to for-profit operators like the hotels and the casino. But
yep.
The clubs, which are not-for-profits, are able to donate millions of dollars a year to the major parties. And if they all get together and do it and make a donation of less than $13,500, none of it is ever disclosed. So certainly we know that millions of dollars is paid by poker machine interests to the major parties, and much of it is not disclosed because they do it at the club level or the individual hotel level, and they do it at a level below the disclosure threshold. So it's dark money influencing politics, and it's a disgrace, and we've got to reform our laws promptly to get immediate disclosure of everything's donated over $1,000.
Standing in the way of this new legislation, however, is the Upper House of Tasmania, where Liberal hold a minority. Independent Senator Ruth Wilson suggested that she would vote against the government if given the opportunity.
Every time the people of Tasmania have been asked whether they want to have pokies in the pubs and clubs, they've said no. Personally, I don't support ongoing inclusion of pokies in pubs and clubs, acknowledging that there's a whole issue around jobs, but there's also a lot of jobs in hospitality that could be positively impacted by such a change.